An Anmore counselor says he'd like to see a special task force struck of people, organizations, businesses and other entities that could be impacted by a proposed development that would add up to 2,200 new homes in the village. Instead, he'll get an open house. Town. Doug Richardson said a plan by developer Icona Properties to build townhomes, low-rise apartments and single-family residences on a 150-acre property it owns at the corner of First Avenue and Sunnyside Road will have an impact across the north shore of Burrard Inlet, including the Imperial Oil Refinery and the old Burrard Thermal Plant as well as residents in Port Moody and Belcarra. But a communications consultant working with the village and developer on the project's engagement plan said an open house as well as information to be posted to Anmore's website and indirect mailers sent to homes will provide plenty of opportunity to explore its impact. Therese Mickelson, of Mickelson Consulting Inc., said the upcoming third phase of the proposal's engagement plan will come loaded with specific information about Icona's plans for its property from various technical studies the developer is currently completing so the community can offer informed commentary at the open house. It will also be attended by experts and representative from the village and developer who will be available to answer questions and hear feedback. The engagement process is more focused now, Mickelson said. We're trying to give them a Coles Notes version. In addition to the open house, the engagement plan includes targeted consultation opportunities with neighboring municipalities, First Nations, TransLink, Metro Vancouver, Fraser Health, BC Ambulance, RCMP and the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority as well as village committees and organizations along with a community survey of residents. Mickelson said the process could begin in as soon as 3 weeks, after village staff and consultants have had an opportunity to fully review Icona's draft technical studies that include traffic and environmental impact assessments, a financial and economic analysis, an evaluation of the viability of proposed commercial spaces and conceptual master plans for water, sewer and rainwater management services. Anmore Mayor John McEwen said after hearing so much discussion about the property's potential since he first joined council in 2007, he's eager to get on with it. Now we actually have a plan that we can get some tangibles out of and do some of the work, McEwen said. We want the facts, we want to understand this proposal and how it will affect the community. Town. Polly Cryer said the next phase of public engagement will help ensure the village gets the development, the way the community wants it. Town. Kim Trowbridge said the feedback gathered at the open house will be critical. It's now more relevant than ever because people will be informed, he said. But Richardson said it still might not be enough. He suggested a task force and town hall should also be included in the process. People want to ask questions, they want to hear what other people are asking. Last November, Anmore Council endorsed a vision for the property that's more conservative than Icona's initial pitch to build 3,500 new homes. It would see the construction of 1,900 to 2,200 new homes along with space for a park, commercial area and community center. In a report, the developer said lowering the project's density would result in a smaller park and the community center would have to operate it privately for the exclusive use of the neighborhood's residents. But councillors countered a possible partnership with School District 43 could help make the facility and amenity accessible to the whole village. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.